You can learn a lot watching the Super Bowl. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You can learn that bright headlights can vaporize vampires. The Coke remains liquid, even at the North Pole. Touchdowns count, even if you fall involuntarily into the end zone butt first. And you can learn that Clint Eastwood is on board with the auto bailout.
The people of Detroit know a little something about this. They almost lost everything, but we all pulled together. Now Motor City is fighting again.
Fox commentator Carl Rove said that Chrysler ad wasn't just an ad. It was an ad with an agenda.
I was frankly offended by it. I'm a huge fan of Clint Eastwood, but it is a sign of what happens when you have Chicago-style politics and the President of the United States using our tax dollars to buy corporate advertising.
He saw a bailed-out car company paying back its White House sugar daddy.
This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines.
But you know what I heard when I heard that ad? I heard echoes of Carl's old boss.
And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
That's what I heard. That just as we picked ourselves up then, we can pick ourselves up now. And if it involves a little government help, isn't that why we have a government? Eastwood himself said, quote, "It was meant to be a message just about job growth and the spirit of America. I think all politicians will agree with it," unquote. And if some politicians express a different opinion, well, as a certain San Francisco cop once said,
"Well, opinions are like a**s. Everybody has one."
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.